This is Smart Tech, episode 1719, 2017, a Smart Tech year in review. Hello, if you've been waiting for the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018, then this episode is for you. And if you haven't, this episode is for you. We're going to review the year 2017 through the eyes of smart tech. Well, we're going to review technology through the eyes of smart tech. And we hope you'll join us for this journey. This year's been really good for technology. There's been a lot of fun things happen, and we covered many of them in 2017. It's also been a scary year in the face of new technologies and the way that people have used them to spy on other people or whatever. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So if you want to learn more about any of the subjects we're going to talk about, go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. We have an archive page. If you click on archive, you'll see a list of all of the Smart Tech episodes that have been aired up to this episode. And you can click on any of them and instantly go back in time. It's like a time machine, like the Wayback Machine. And you can go back in time and you can learn about technology from the recent past. You not only can look at last year's, you can look at the year before or the year before that. We've been on the air for several years, and so we've got quite a library of technology-related information that you can go back and access for absolutely free. So we hope that you'll take advantage of that. So let's do it. Oh, and by the way, if you want to find out what year a podcast aired, just look at the first two numbers. So the way that we number our episodes is the first two numbers are the year. So all of the shows from this last year are called 17. They start out with 17. ST, Smart Tech, 17, and then the episode number. So episode one was a Smart Tech year in review for last year. And we talk about 2016 and all the exciting things that happened in 2016. And in 1702, or the second episode, we went over what technology was. We actually started our broadcast, the very first broadcast, and it was, you know, what is technology? And so we kind of look back at that episode and we updated it. It's called What the Heck is Technology Anyway? We use the word a lot, but do we always know what we're talking about? And I also talked about the demise of Vine. I don't know if you remember Vine. You know, it's amazing how quickly things come and go in technology. Vine was where you would publish really short videos of a few seconds. And there was a whole culture in Vine. How can you express what you need to express in just a few seconds? And some of them were very, very creative, but they finally, you know, went under because it's very hard to monetize something like that. In 2017, I tore apart a bedroom in my house, and I built an at-home recording studio so that we could record Smart Tech. And I go through how I built a studio in my home from a 75-year-old house, and how we also could double it as a guest room. So you might be interested in that. In episode four, we talked about changes to Twitter and their timeline. It used to be whenever you had friends on Twitter, anything they posted would just come across your timeline, and it would just be in the order that it was tweeted. But what Twitter started to do was manage what is seen in your timeline and what is not seen in your timeline. So it was an interesting change to the way Twitter is run. Then in episode 5, we went through some great resources for learning about tech, besides, of course, smart tech. There are some other great resources out there and some great podcasts that you might want to be a part of. So we recommended a list of those. And you can see the list on our website, and you can also listen to which sites I think are good for you to access. In episode 6, we talked about syncing your life across devices, and there are 4 big storage sync solutions, and we talked about them and which one might work best for you, including Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, and iCloud. Episode 7, we talked about beware of when you're surfing the web. So hackers, what they're doing is they learn to trick your browser into thinking the internet address that you're looking for is in a foreign language and displayed a familiar looking English characters. And it's way too much to explain now, but how you go to some familiar websites and you may not be on the familiar website, you may actually be on a website where they're phishing for information. So something to look out for in episode 7. In episode 8, we talked about solving crime one smartphone at a time and using tracking apps, and how police are using the tracking apps to track stolen Android and iPhones and how to set those up. Episode 9, we talked about the WannaCry virus. And there was a time this year, how quickly we forget, where it was wreaking havoc on the online community. It encrypted your infected computer. So it would infect your computer's hard drive. It would encrypt the hard drive, and then it would attempt to sell you an encryption key starting at $300. And if you didn't pay that, the price would keep going up. And if you decided not to pay it, you would never see your data again. So we talk about how you avoid having your life messed with in that way. In episode 10, we talked about keeping up appearances was the name of the episode. And we talked about not letting social media make you miserable. And we do that. In fact, I got another reminder this week. Facebook gives you a reminder of sometimes, you know, 5 years ago you posted this. And it was some meme that I had posted 5 years ago. And I looked at it and I go, you know, I really, really felt strongly about that 5 years ago. And now nobody cares. And, you know, how to use social media in a way that enriches your life and doesn't just, you know, ruin your mental health. In episode 11, we talked about smart luggage and the Blue Smart line, which we had talked about in a previous episode in a previous year, had come out, 2 years before, had come out with smart luggage, and now they were updating their entire luggage system. So we talked about what smart luggage is and if you really need it, and we recommended whether you should buy one or not. In episode 12, we had a really interesting one. In fact, it was one of our most listened to episodes. It's called, Is Disney Spying on Your Children? That there was a lawsuit with the Walt Disney Company against the Walt Disney Company that says they were collecting personal information on children without permission from their parents. And in 42 of its identified apps, Disney may have been violating the law. So how do you protect your child's privacy? We explored that in that episode. Episode 13, we talked about 10 ways social media can mess with your life. I talked about 10 pitfalls to watch for if you're going to be a user of social media. In episode 14, we talked about jobs that no longer exist because of technology. We quoted Richard Riley, who was Secretary of Education in 2010, who said in 2010, and this is 8 years ago, the top 10 in-demand jobs in 2010 did not exist in 2004. And so it dramatically, the world has dramatically changed because of technology. What are some of those changes? And maybe you can look ahead and see, you know, am I constantly updating my skill set so that I don't get left behind when new technology comes down the road? In episode 15, we talked about everything we learned about creating safe passwords is wrong. There was a gentleman who actually wrote the guidelines on, you know, using strong passwords and changing them often and all those rules that we've heard. Well, now he's saying he thinks that that's wrong. And we talk about that, and we talk about what are the best practices for using passwords, because password is our best and first line of defense against criminals on the internet. In episode 16, we talked about the Equifax debacle, which is still going on, by the way. Over 145 million U.S. consumers had their personal info stolen from Equifax, and what Equifax is doing about it and how to keep your identity from being at risk. And I will give you a hint. It has to do with the last episode, which is having a strong, regularly used password, or one or more. And I would say a password manager is really important. In episode 17, we talked about Christmas gifts. I got to pick great gifts that I recommended for the techie in your life, and also, and, you know, talking to Karen, my wife, for the husband in your life. And one of my picks this year is actually clothing. And how does that go with technology? Well, you're going to have to listen to the episode to find out. In episode 18, I talked about the 10 great Apple Watch apps you should be using. And I thought it was a good episode, or I still do think it's a good episode, to learn more about Apple Watch. Is it something that might be usable in my life and in my workflow? So that was the last episode. And then, of course, there's this episode where I'm talking about all those episodes. So there you go. So how do you listen to some of these treasures? Because they are treasures, let me tell you. You go to the website, www.smarttech.tv, and you click on the archive page. And when you click on podcast archive, you will see podcasts all the way back to 2013, which is when we started Smart Tech. So we're 4 years. This is 4 years of invaluable technology advice. So, and as I look back to some of the 2013 episodes, I talk about what a podcast is, what's the next big thing in technology in 2013, Google Chromecasts, and technology and terrorism. I thought was quite a poignant episode. That was episode 1308. Anyway, you can go back and you can listen to any of those podcast episodes you want. You can make comments on those episodes or any other episode. We appreciate you going to our website and liking us on iTunes, putting a review for us on iTunes or Google Play if you're a Google user, an Android user, and any of our social media links. One last thing. If you're going to be buying from Amazon, or you have bought from Amazon this Christmas season, some of their New Year bargains, which they'll have, we hope that you will go to our website, and over on the right-hand side, there's a box that says support Smart Tech by purchasing using the link below. If you click on the Amazon link on our webpage and you go to Amazon that way, then you help support Smart Tech. We actually get a finder's fee, a small finder's fee, but a finder's fee nonetheless from Amazon for things that you buy using that link. Costs you no more money. You don't pay more for that, but it does help Smart Tech stay on the air. We don't mention it that much, but it's there on the right-hand side, and we hope that you'll take advantage of that, as well as all the other things on our website. So from me, Chuck Minear, your host, and all of the Smart Tech crew, I wish you a very, very happy new year. May 2018 bring you prosperity and joy in your life and health and happiness. Until 2018, this again is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.